All right, it's 5:39 on the ticket. So snake pit.
Oh.
And now,
get ready for an all-new hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Sponsors?
American Leak Detection.
All right, thank you very much, Mino. Okay, so we were just talking about the Ryder Cup, and I've never been, you've never been, and we are going. And I can't wait to just see what it's all like, to soak it all in, to not be overly judgmental about it all. I want to be wrapped up in the event itself, but I also want to just discover every little nook and cranny that it has to offer.
Let's go.
You know?
You want to see if we can dive into that 14-foot deep bunker on number 6?
Yeah, why not? Just run out there naked and see if we can roll around
it. It looks like an absolute pit of despair.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen a bunker that deep.
But like, what if you weren't a pro when you were in there? I don't understand how you design a golf course knowing that 99.99% of rounds are played by dudes with 30 handicaps, and that's part of the golf course.
Just ridiculous.
So I don't know where this is going to rank. I have a very sneaky suspicion that it's going to be very high on my list of sporting events that I've attended. And, you know, because of this job and because forever, I've loved going to sporting events since I was a little kid. I've got to do some pretty cool things. A lot of it has been job related. A lot of it has just been, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And this is one of these things where the opportunity was there,
yes.
And it's like, let's just do it. Just pull the trigger.
Let's go.
And go.
We're doing it.
And sometimes you just have to say that 6 months out or whatever, just to say, because if you wait, you drag your feet, you know, and you're like, oh, I don't know, man.
Right.
You just got to say, I'm in.
I think we showed great commitment here because COVID knocked us back a year, and we were still undaunted.
No, I agree.
Without daunt.
I agree. So I'm hoping this goes up into my top five. And to be honest with you, I have 4 sporting events that make up my top 4 that are going to be very hard to beat.
Question. Before we get to this list, what is the highest level you've ever been a USA fan? What is the highest international competition that would be the – like I was actually thinking, where have I been – pulling for the country against another country or the world.
I've never done it.
Okay.
Like, and I don't even know. I don't even know.
See, I saw the men's national team in the Gold Cup again, or in Copa America against Argentina in Houston. And then I've seen like the U.S. hockey team in exhibitions. I've never been to an Olympics.
Nope, me neither.
So this is easily the best I've ever done there.
Yeah, boy, that's a very unique angle. But you know, like going to Super Bowls or a national championship game. I mean, those are really cool. Don't get me wrong, but there's something incredibly stale about the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Especially if it's not your team.
Absolutely.
You know, if it's your team, you're focused on the game. But if it's not your team, it's like you kind of look around wherever you are and you're like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like it's not what, you know, a college football national championship game, those are really cool too because you basically – you know, it's 60-40, 50-50, hopefully, you know, as far as the fandom goes.
Right.
But there's just something, I don't know. The NBA Finals, obviously, that's a lot of fun, and it was great being there when the Mavericks won it. And that's like my most memorable sporting event is that Game 6, obviously. But it's not the best sporting event to go to. Because if you're not into whatever teams are playing, then you got to factor it all in.
You better be into who's out there.
Yeah. So, for me, my top 4 go in this order.
Okay.
Number 4, I don't care who is playing. I don't care where you're from. I don't care who you root for. The Rose Bowl, which we talked about a few segments ago.
On my bucket list, I've never done it. As many times as Wisconsin has been out there, I've never pulled the trigger.
It is absolutely spectacular. You're in Pasadena, California. The weather obviously is perfect. You park out on the local Muni golf course that surrounds the actual Rose Bowl. You're out there basically all day long with your buddies and yucking it up and eating and drinking. And then you go into the game and you cannot believe that the mountains are in the background and that the weather is 65 degrees. And as the sun is setting over that Rose Bowl for the second half, and everybody's seen it enough times to know just how much of a difference the first half and the second half aesthetically look.
Yeah.
There's just nothing like it. And it's, I don't know, it's just a great spot, a great vibe. If you're into the parade part of things, you have that in the morning. It's all like just one huge day out there.
Would love it.
It's the perfect football game, no matter who's playing. Number three, I was lucky enough whenever the World Cup rolled through here to get to go to a couple of games. And to be honest with you, I don't know what I was expecting when the World Cup rolled through here. I did not see the U.S. play. Obviously, that would have been part of rooting for the country.
Yeah.
But I did see two games, and both games were, after the first game especially, I could not wait to go back because you just have no idea how much that event means to the teams that are there and the fans that show up there en masse to support their countries.
That's right.
It is so cool and so heavy, and if you're sitting around them, which you can't help but be, you know, we saw like the Netherlands play Germany and Argentina play. I can't remember who Argentina played. South Korea? I can't remember. But being in the stadium, it's indescribable the feeling you get and the buzz that's there. It's you can't replicate it.
I can't imagine. That sounds amazing.
Number two on this list, the Kentucky Derby. Now,
when did you go to that?
Van would have been two, I believe. So it would have been like 2011 or 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And was lucky enough to go out there, and that is a two-day wingding of the highest order. You've got the races all day on Friday, the preliminary races, all the big, you know, the parties that go on, which it's a one-time thing for me. I don't know how much I would love going back
right
and doing the same thing over and over again, but for that one day and then rolling into Saturday and going to the track early, seeing all the races on Saturday, you know, walking all around that place, going down on the infield, just soaking up every bit of it. I got to go up in the press area and see how that all was handled, and then, you know, going into a couple of the VIP areas and the hats and the outfits and the race itself, because everybody's got money on it. There's not one human being that's in there that doesn't have money on that thing.
Yeah.
And you're going crazy for those 3 minutes. You're in a little bitty town. It's very unassuming. And, you know, just kind of rolling through Louisville and going, where are we? And then suddenly there's Churchill Downs. And it's something that you've seen on TV 1,000 times, and it just doesn't do it justice on television, just how unique that experience is. That instantly vaulted up into my top two the minute we left there. I was like, that was so cool. And
yeah,
it rained the whole time.
Okay.
We were one of those years that it rained, and it didn't matter.
I didn't care. Huh?
No. Track was soaked.
Were you dressed really nice?
Or
were you in Ronin? Ronin and flip-flops?
As well as I could dress.
Did you wear one of those big-ass hats?
I think I bought... No, but my wife definitely wore one of those hats.
Did she?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to, right? If you're a girl.
Where did she get big-ass hat?
Oh, her best friend's mom gave her a hat, and her mom's really into horse racing and had been to the Derby a couple times and had, like, a closet full of Derby hats, and I think Julie got to pick one out of
there. A closet full of Derby hats?
I'm not even
hats.
Joking, dude.
Okay.
They went all the time. They went all the time.
Sure.
Can you get me one?
I can. And then number one on my list of my top four, Rose Bowl, World Cup, Kentucky Derby. And Danny, you certainly can attest to this.
It's probably mine too, bro.
There is no denying the Masters is the greatest sporting event to go to.
Yeah.
And by the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters.
And then to doo-doo at the
clean
Masters.
Bathrooms,
right.
Cheap sandwiches.
You just feel like you're
obligated
to. What
more do you want?
You're obligated to. Talking about TV not doing it justice, it's so beautiful on TV. There's no doubt about it. But when you walk those hallowed grounds and you see how pretty those flowers are and how rolling the hills are and the undulating greens and yeah, as Danny said, the sandwiches and everything's, you know, you bring a $20 bill and you're going to come back with $8 and change.
Right.
It's just perfect. Everything, no phones, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
can't have a phone out there. You're not tethered to that at all times. You're walking around with the freedom that you used to with not people bothering you or beating you down or all that. Dude, there's nothing like it. I don't know where you put it, Danny, as far as things you've been to.
It's number one. It's the best sporting event I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It's, and dude, I'm not even close to the golf dork that you are.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is you don't have to be with any of these events. I didn't know anything about the Kentucky Derby. Nothing. I don't like horse racing.
Right.
And it was that cool. You know, I love soccer, but it's not even my top five favorite sports. But the World Cup did it. The Rose Bowl, yeah, I love college football. But that scene was incredible. And then the Masters, yeah, I love golf. But still, there's something about being there at Augusta.
I feel like you've dominated me on this list. And here I am as a guy who's been lucky enough to be at a World Series, at the NBA Finals many times, a Super Bowl to see my own team win, and the Stanley Cup Finals a couple different times. And yet here I am looking at your list saying, man, I've done nothing. I've never, you know, I've never been to a Rose Bowl, never been to a Kentucky Derby, never been to the Masters, never been to a World Cup.
It's they're niche.
I'm all for four.
And that's the thing. They're all
Those are one-off events, like
yes.
Wimbledon. I'd love to go to the US Open up in New York.
And I've never been to a tennis major before, and that is obviously something, you know, it's one of my favorite sports, and I feel like
we have a lot of hardline road trips to go on.
A stooge that I've never been to these before, but I have a feeling that the Ryder Cup is going to vault straight up into that top four, top five. And again, it's niche-y, and
yes.
there is going to be that USA element to it, you know, like something that I've never experienced before. So, and that's the thing with all those.
Maybe we get to do I Believe That We Will Win.
Oh, how cool would that
be? You ready to do that?
That would be so great.
Ty's a Ruzioni jersey?
Well, anyway, we'll be there tomorrow. I can't wait to add it to the list and the bucket list and all that good stuff. We will be in Whistling Straits before you know it.
Let's win for America.
Let's do it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.